Moani Heimuli started sailing traditional canoes in Hawaii when she was 15. She is now a boat builder, teaches sailing, and captain de Hokulea, a 60-foot double-hulled voyaging canoe, on its latest trip from Huna to Haines. De Hokulea has been central to the Polynesian Voyaging Society's work in reviving traditional knowledge.
Non-instrument navigation was once a lost art form to the Hawaiian people, and it took a man by the name of P.S. Mau Pialug from Satawal, Micronesia. We call him Mau, or Papa Mau, and just so happened he was in Hawaii at the time when Hokulea was being built.
The Hokulea was built at the time of the Hawaiian Renaissance.
That was a time of our language being brought back into schools called Ahapunanaleo. So our little babies are now starting to learn their culture and their language again. And Hokulea was built to really fill that void of the seafarers and prove that Polynesian people knew how to navigate, knew how to wayfind, and we voyaged and we traveled with purpose.
There was a theory that Pacific Islands had been populated by people drifting aimlessly through the ocean. Heimuli says Papa Mau connected with the Polynesian Voyaging Society and translated the knowledge he had learned at home into Hawaiian. He translated the compass.
It's just a star compass. It's 360 degrees, four cardinal points, Akau, Hema, Hikina, Komohana. And in between those points, there are seven star houses. I'm going to get really complex on you. So each star house is 11 and a quarter degrees. Those star houses, they each have the same names in each quadrant. So La, Aina, Noyo, Manu, Nalani, Naleo, Haka.
In each quadrant, stars, sun, and moon will rise in the east and set in the west.
If a star is rising in the east in the house of La, Ko'olau, which is just above east, so the star rises in La Ko'olau. So it's like a first and a last name, right? And then the star goes up, reaches its zenith, and then sets in the west, and it'll set in La Ho'olua.
Heimuli says the canoe is the center of the compass, and the horizon is its edge.
That is our whole compass. And if you look on the canoe, Hokulea, we actually have markings for each house. So a navigator will sit at a certain point in the canoe, and you can use the lines that are pointed out to know the different houses and watch stars rise out of the sky or set into the horizon.
This system's reference points are different from those of modern navigation.
When we start to learn navigation, we're taught that the canoe never moves. The island is pulled to you. So you have to really use your imagination and how these things, but really trust in what our kupuna or our teachers have taught us over the generations.
In the morning, when the stars fade, navigators observe the swell. Heimuli says the two most important times for a navigator are sunrise and sunset. This is the time to calibrate the direction of the boat in relation to the swell.
So the swells are a constant. It takes a long time for a swell to change, but there's always going to be that one constant swell, which is the trade swell that we get in Hawaii. So we memorize the feeling of the canoe at that point and the swell and what direction the swell is coming from.
Knowing the direction you are traveling is good, but how do you find islands in the great wide ocean?
There are signs. When you look at clouds tend to gather up over islands. We also use birds. So in Hawaii, we've got a bunch of different type of birds that will just fly out to sea in the morning. They'll feed and then they'll come back in the evening to feed their babies. So we'll watch for those birds because we know if that bird's going out in the morning, we don't want to follow it. But as soon as it turns afternoon time and we see that bird flying a particular way, we're going to know, okay, that bird is going to go home and feed its babies. So we're going to watch that bird.
Heimuli says some marine life can indicate the canoe's position.
There's a particular pod of dolphins around the equator, and we'll know, okay. It's really interesting to see the water just starts boiling, and it's just huge pods of dolphins. Yeah, so we know that they're around the same spot every time we sail.
Heimuli says she is thrilled to see how traditional navigation skills are now being taught in schools. Hawaii now has a fleet of 8 ocean-going canoes. many other nations are building traditional canoes and teaching the skills.
It's really amazing. And, you know, we have to keep doing it. Because if we stop traveling, then we stop visiting our cousins, you know, all around the world. But then also the teaching ends right there with us, right? So we need to keep on teaching.
The Hokulea and its crew will be in Haines until Saturday. They will then leave for Juneau and on to a 4-year voyage around the Pacific. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermenil.